dude, you look like Professor X.
I read your mind. I'm reading your mind. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 21 of Bell Boys Podcast. As always, I'm AJ.
I'm Aaron.
And today, we don't have a guest again, but it's okay.
You don't need a guest, bro. Come on. Aren't we entertaining enough?
That's facts. Let's address the elephant in the room. We're both wearing I Love New York.
New York, baby. We crossed out the LA and we put New York on it.
Yeah, I love LA, but New York's lit.
LA is dope, but New York's just a wee bit better.
Yeah, it's a little more new. It's a little bit more crazy.
Yeah.
We went to New York last week, and I can confidently say I love New York.
You know what was weird the whole time? Like, I know for myself, I was like, I love this city. Like, as soon as I stepped foot, I was like, yeah, I'm moving here. But for you, I was like, I wonder how AJ feels.
Well, I've been to New York two times before that time, right?
Right.
I always loved New York. I thought, like, going to college in New York, like NYU, it would be lit. I didn't get into NYU. I got waitlisted. But if I had the option, I feel like I would have gone. But then after that happened, I just kind of, like, it was like a thought in the back of my head, but I never really like wanted to do it. Well, I wanted to do it, but I didn't think it was feasible.
You know what's interesting? When I went to New York before, like 5 years ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I didn't like it.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't like it at all.
Why?
The main thing was the weather. Because when I went, it was peak summer. It was like, I went in July.
So it was like hot and humid?
Disgust. Like, if you thought that trip was humid, it was worse than that. And I was like, wow, I cannot. Well, that was also when I was thinking, that was when I was like very career oriented and I was like, fuck, I'm gonna have to wear a suit in this weather.
But, oh.
You know, I'm not wearing a suit. Like, fuck that. Like, I work in tech. So it's like, I'm chilling. Well, it's also work from home now. So it's like, I don't even have to worry about that at all. At least for my job, for my industry, at least. It's work from home. So I was like, fuck that. I am not going to wear any suits to work. But now, like when I went back the second time, I was also not 21 yet. So I didn't get to experience the nightlife.
That's true.
Yeah, when I first went to New York, I was like, yeah, fuck this weather. I'm not trying to wear a suit every day. I didn't experience the nightlife. So I was like, the city's mid. But the second time around, shit was amazing.
Yeah, I had the same thought. Like, I went in March, and it was like rain, snow, and I was like, "Yo, I don't know about this."
Yeah,
I was wearing joggers and like a hoodie, and I was like, "I don't know. Like, this is way too cold." But I realize now that like I was just not wearing the proper clothing.
Yeah.
Also, I thought it was too. It is very expensive. Like, let's be honest.
It's not though.
Compared to the rest of America, it is. Probably, maybe.
Not compared to LA, though.
No, I think New York is more expensive than LA.
I think overall it is, but like each city has steals.
Yeah.
I think the baseline for New York is higher, like in terms of rent, but that doesn't mean you can't find a decent place. Like, for example, Davis's place for 1.5. My coworkers are paying 1.5.
Yeah, you know? That's true.
Like, we obviously got a steal. Well, we didn't get a steal because we're living in a shithole. Like, we just chose to live in a worse environment for less money, which is fine. But, you know, like...
Yeah, you can make it work. You can make it work.
Yeah, the amount my coworkers are paying and, like, the amount our friend in New York is making is the same, you know?
Yeah, you can make it work.
Yeah.
I realized that after this trip. I was like, you can make it work.
You can make anything work, man.
You make anything work.
As long as you put your mind to it, bro, you can make anything work. Put that on a shirt.
I love Aaron.
Okay.
Yeah, New York's lit.
New York is lit.
That's why we're wearing the shirts.
Yes, sir.
One more time. It's the most ghetto shit I've ever seen.
I know. It's fine. I'm not gonna lie, this shit is kind of itchy. Like, it's making me like...
Yeah, I mean, we bought it from a swap meet.
Yeah, but you can't say that's not lit. Dude, New York don't have that shit. You know what? Like, I don't like it. I mean, no. Don't get me wrong. I love LA. Like, it'll always be home. And we grew up here, you know, it's nice. I think there's for sure a lot of things I take for granted. But I think like after going to New York, it did make me appreciate LA a little more. Where it's like, you know, you can't buy fucking $3 shirts in New York, bro. Actually, I don't know.
I don't know. We don't know about that.
We don't know. But
we don't know enough, but I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know. Does New York have swap meets? Because like we literally bought the shit for $3. And it's like, I got a sick ass like Dodgers or like a Los Angeles team for like $3. I'm like, dude, that's a fucking steal.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know enough about New York. I can't make that comparison.
All I can say is New York don't got tacos, bro.
Yeah, they don't.
Hunter, I'm not going to lie. Hunter, I hope you're watching this. Hunter, if you're not watching this, I'm going to fucking flame you. Because you ain't a boy anymore. I'm taking you off the list. I'm just kidding. But Hunter, remember when Hunter got tacos?
Yeah.
They were all right, bro. They were edible.
You know what? It surprised me because I already thought that like New York tacos, like I'm not going to New York for fucking tacos.
Of course.
So I was like, all right, I don't have much expectation for this. But he got the tacos. So I was like, you know what? It's edible.
We can work with it.
It exceeded my expectations.
We can work with it for sure. But like, compared to an LA taco, that was dog shit.
Yeah, any SoCal taco, LA, San Diego, not OC.
Facts. OC. Yeah, fuck OC.
OC sucks. I don't give a fuck.
We've tried. We tried a whole year looking for the best OC taco. That shit does not hit.
Yeah, y'all make some shitty ass tacos. Fuck you guys. But anyways, LA and San Diego, very good tacos.
Yeah.
Everywhere else,
I don't think you guys got it.
Aside from Mexico.
Yeah, you guys don't got it.
I don't know. I don't think so. You guys don't got it. Yeah.
But yeah, it's okay. We're not going to New York for tacos, so.
Yeah, that's true. We're going for chopped cheeses and fucking...
Halal,
yeah.
It was fire.
Yo, halal is
fire. I don't like euros like that, you know? Like, that's why I didn't want the euro when you got it, but I took a bite of yours and I was like, wow.
That's true.
That shit was fire.
That's very true.
Yeah.
I also want some feedback. I don't know if everyone here watched the vlog, but for those of you who did watch the vlog, I want your honest feedback. If you didn't already, leave it on the blog on what we can improve and what you liked. That's just my plug. Yeah.
We'll keep vlogging, bro. We'll get better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I won't lie. When we came back from New York to California, the In-N-Out hit different.
That was like not related to what you said, but I do agree with that.
Okay, yeah. But the In-N-Out hits different.
That's true. New York, that is something you don't got. In-N-Out, baby. Like, honestly, like living in California, you take it for granted.
Yeah,
I haven't had In-N-Out in months before we had it right after we landed from New York.
Yeah.
But after New York, I was like, wow, this shit is actually fucking goated.
Yeah. In-N-Out, I swear to God.
Is goated.
Is the best burger place ever.
No, facts. Like, you can't beat the flavor to value ratio.
Yeah.
Like literally.
Yeah. Or continue.
Okay. Like, just how much you pay for the flavor you get, you cannot beat that.
Yeah, like personally, I think like, okay, I personally, like I've had a good burger, like a better burger than In-N-Out.
Yeah, same.
But the fact that I'm only paying, I mean, besides inflation, like the fact that I'm only paying like less than $10 for this fucking meal is fucking insane.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It is so good.
It's so good. It's so affordable. You can customize it. More than you think you can.
Yeah, y'all don't know about the In-N-Out hacks.
Yeah,
but there's, that'll come later.
Yeah.
Maybe if you subscribe to our Patreon that we'll make in the future, we'll give you our In-N-Out hacks. But for right now, y'all don't get it.
Yeah, but like, bro, it's just perfect. It's the perfect place. Like, everyone is there eating a burger.
Yep.
Some people are drunk. There's some old fuckers there.
Yep.
They're just enjoying the same fucking food. And it's amazing. It's amazing.
But that's New York's pizza, though.
You know, yeah, yeah.
You pull up to Joe's and you see tourists, you see locals, you see old fucks, you see young fucks, like you see everyone.
Yeah.
Just enjoying a slice of pizza.
It's open till 4 a.m.
Yeah.
So it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, New York got their pizza, LA got In-N-Out. If you merge the two, I would never leave that city.
I would, yeah. That's facts. I would, if there was a mixture of LA, New York, I would never leave.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say, though, LA traffic is bad, but New York traffic is fucking ass, bro.
No, but they don't need a car, though. You can't take the LA Metro. It is unfeasible. Infeasible? Unfeasible? I don't know what the term is, but it is not
worth
to take the LA Metro. You might get stabbed.
Yeah, you'll get stabbed or sit on some fucking needles.
It probably won't take you where you need to be.
Yeah, it only goes so far. New York
subway will take you anywhere where you need to be.
That's very true.
Fuck the metro.
Yeah, that's very true. You don't need, I'll give it that. Yeah. But public transport in New York and pretty much every other city is probably better than LA.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm bald.
AJ is bald. We shaved his head today. I shaved his head today.
Yeah, you shaved my head today.
Yeah.
I won't lie. Being bald. I'm not bald. The balding. What, I don't know what you call this. Buzzed head. It's kind of nice in hot weather.
No, it is, dude. I mean, you saw me with the shaved head. I shaved my head once. But the nice thing is, like, you don't have to shampoo.
I think you should a little bit, but you don't have
to. No. What I would do is I'd get my bar soap.
Oh, my God. Really?
Like, whatever I was washing my body with, like body soap or bar soap, whatever, I just kind of, like, take it from my body and just real quick, like, for a little 5 seconds, and then clean it. And then we're being chilling, bro. That's what I did when I had a shaved head. But I will say, I look very, very, very bad with a shaved head.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know how I look because I feel like it's my own.
Nah, you look decent.
It's a little short.
Nah, well, right now it is, but overall, like,
I feel like I look like a peanut.
Right now you do because it's a little short. But like overall, like every time you've shaved your head, I like it. Like it looks good.
Let us know in the comments.
No. Not right now, AJ. Okay. Right now, I will say it's not A1. It's not optimal.
Okay.
Like, I can say that much. I'm an honest man, you know? Like,
yeah.
I don't bullshit. I don't sugarcoat. Yeah. Right now, it is not A1.
Okay, next podcast, give me an honest review. Yeah.
I think when it's a little bit longer than what you have right now, it looks really good.
Okay. I feel like Vin Diesel. I won't lie.
Right now, I think you do. You look like Vin Diesel.
For family. I'm doing this podcast for family. Family. Did I say family? Drink to that.
Nah, but you are one of the few people that like can actually rock a shaved head. I think my problem is like I have a very small like face and like head structure in general. Like luckily my hair gives me a little volume. But when I had a shaved head, everyone called me a Q-tip. Because my head is fucking, like my head itself is tiny.
Oh, so it makes you look...
Like literally in my body, and then it's like a little ball. Yeah, so like I literally like, you know, whenever I get a haircut, like, you know, I get some compliments. So the thing about me is like, I never know whether like short hair or long hair looks better on me, which is why like I cut it short and then I just let it grow out and then cut it short again. Because like it's literally 50-50 in that sense. But the only time in my life where like ever, like literally 99% of people was like, dude, you look like shit, was when I shaved my head. Like literally everyone was like, dude, what the fuck did you do, bro?
I'm
like, fuck me.
I see.
That's why I haven't shaved my head since, because like everybody was like, dude, you look terrible, besides one person, which was my friend's mom. Yeah, I think she was just preying on my downfall. She was like, yo, fuck, dude, fuck you. Yeah, she's like, you look kind of cute. I'm like, dude, fuck you.
Sorry, just capping.
Like, great lady though, she's a very nice lady. I miss her, but I just think you might have been lying to me, which is fine, but you know, it's fine. Whatever.
Anyways, yeah, I think cost efficiency, heat, I don't know what word that is. Heat preparation.
Yeah.
And simplicity. I don't know. I guess it works, but yeah.
It's just a little short right now.
It is very short right now.
I'm a little short right now.
I'm Magneto. Professor X.
Exactly what I said earlier.
All right, yeah, dude. Okay. I know. I was. That's what I was trying. I was giving you the fucking credit for.
Oh yeah, but you didn't though.
I mean, I'm just giving. I'm doing that.
Take a sip of your fucking drink.
It's gone. Shit.
Today's sponsor is Hibiki.
Hibiki, number one whiskey in Japan. I don't know that actually. I don't know that, but you know,
whiskey's lit though. But anyways. Yeah. I don't know. What are we talking about today, man?
I already know.
Okay.
You already talked about it in the car earlier.
Can we also save time? Because we got a lot of questions from our subscribers from our last podcast.
Yes.
So let's, we'll make sure we cover everyone and shout you guys out.
We were in the car today and you were saying how when you have sex, when you care about a person, it feels better.
No, yeah, that's true.
So is that... Like, why? Why do you think it feels better? I have my answer, but give me your answer.
I don't know. I just think when you're like, if you have sex with a random hookup, like there's no emotional connection, which I feel like as a guy is like weird to say, you know? It's like, if you're a guy, like, you just think like, oh, dude, I'm getting my dick wet. It's just lit. But that's not the case. At least for me, it's not the case. Like, I feel like I don't like hookups because like, it's not fun. I feel like with someone you really like and you care about, so like your girlfriend or like, you know, your significant other, it just makes it so much better. I don't know why, though.
I think, okay, this is what I think. There's two parts to this, what I think. Okay, so one is like, you care about this person, so you want to like make sure that the sex is good for like both of you, because like you genuinely care about this person and you want them to feel good.
Okay.
So you like, you'll do what you can to make it good, and she'll do what she can to make it good, or he or she, whatever you are, to make it feel good. And then like, you guys will both like put in more effort to make it, you know, more memorable. And then like, you know, when you put more effort into it, like, you know, it's going to be better. Like if it's a random hookup, like, I don't know what the fuck you like. You don't know what I like. Nobody knows what they like except like the basics. You know what I mean? So that's why it's like that.
I have something to say about that first part, though.
Okay.
Continue. I don't necessarily agree with that.
Okay. Why?
Because the girl that I was with like before the last girl, like, you know, the first like couple times I couldn't like nut, you know, but like it was still very enjoyable. Because I liked her, though.
Oh.
Yeah. So, like, the act of it, like, during it wasn't, like, I don't know how to describe this. Like, it wasn't, I couldn't nut. Obviously, it wasn't, like, nice. But, like the act of it was still nice because I liked her.
Okay, I think that was what my second point was.
Okay.
Where you have, like, the feelings involved, so it makes it more, like, emotional and, like.
Yeah, I think when feelings are involved, sex is better.
That's true. Yeah. You're like, dude, like, let me call you mommy. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah. You're just like, fuck, like, give it to me.
Yeah. Cause a random hookup doesn't feel like that.
Yeah. It's just like, it's purely physical.
Yeah. And I feel like that's just not, I mean, I've never been the type of person to like that, but growing up, it's like, I've like solidified, like, you know what? I don't like that.
Okay. I get you. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's what, yeah. I think, well, for me, it's like more of like the effort thing. Like, you guys are like both putting in the effort to like make it better for each other, as well as the emotional, like beyond the physical, like there's an emotional connection that you're having.
Mm.
That's what I'm getting at.
I see. Random segue.
Random segue. But no, it's almost similar. So we were in New York and we went to Izu. A music festival, okay, and you know, like, it was a fun time. It was a good time. Like, shit was going on, but I realized after that festival. I mean, I kind of already knew, but I realized after this festival, like, it solidified it. Where, like, if I'm like somewhat pursuing a girl, it kind of kills my vibe a little bit in terms of like, if I get rejected, it like kills my vibe.
What?
So like, let's say I'm at like a festival, okay?
Okay.
And I'm like pursuing a girl that I'm trying to like dance with or some shit. Then like, it kills my vibe if it doesn't work out, because then I'm just going to be like, like, I got rejected. Like, I feel like shit. You know what I mean?
No.
Let's say I'm at like a club or a festival or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to fornicate with a female.
I'm trying to fuck.
Not like that, but
that's,
I mean,
what fornicate means, I think.
Okay, I don't know. I'm trying to get close to a female.
Okay.
At some sort of function.
Sure.
Now, I'm already off the shits.
Right.
I'm not sober.
Right.
Now, if I'm going and I get, and it doesn't work out with a female when like I really wanted to, then it like fucks with my brain, because I'm like, oh shit, I got rejected. And all I can think about is like, oh, I got rejected. You get what I'm saying?
No, I'm very lost right now. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. So I go to a function, a club, a festival, a rave, whatever.
Yes.
If I see someone cute and I'm trying to pursue and then it doesn't work out, then after it doesn't work out and basically I get rejected, it kills my vibe a little bit.
Yeah, but that's regardless of if you're into a girl or not. That happens every time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, the best thing I can do is to not really look for a girl and just vibe out with the boys or, like, the group, if there's girls and shit. Like, just to, like, vibe out with everyone in, like, a friendly way so it doesn't kill my vibe.
See, that's what I do.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think I realized that after Izu.
Yeah, we're learning.
Yeah.
Growing up.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, but like, you know what I mean? Like, So like if someone says like, oh, like just go crazy, go find some chick, I'm like, you know what, like yeah, I could, and like best if everything aligns, like sure, like, you know, like I have fun with someone, but like at the same time it's like I don't want to risk it, because like, you know, like you never know with someone.
And I only said that though because you are always the type to dog out.
That's
like,
true.
The thing is, me and Ben, like I know wherever we go, like we're fine, like with the boys, like because I honestly have a great time, like regardless. I don't need a girl to like make my experience at a club or a rave or a function better. Like I will have fun like with my friends. But I feel like for you, like in the past, it seems like now it's different, but in the past you've always been searching for that, which is why I said Elenium, like, you know what, AJ, if you want to dog out, just dog out. Cause I feel like it seems like we've been holding you back, cause we've had this role where it's like, you know what, we're not going to do anything until Ben gets something. But honestly, I didn't mind. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm not looking for anything when I go out. I'm just trying to have fun with my friends.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, I've changed my mindset where, like, I don't need to dog out anymore.
You've grown up.
Yeah. Like, you know how, like, you're a teenager and you're, like, horny as fuck?
Yeah, that's been you for a minute.
That's been me for, like, past my teenage
years. Yeah, you know what's crazy? We went to Beyond, which is a Raving California.
All right, we've talked about
it. No, we haven't. I don't care. Even if we did, I'm going to say it again. Went to a rave in, like, March-ish. And you know what? We were, like, it was me, AJ, Ben and Eric, and you know, we were like, you know what, this is a boys' night, guys, like no girls, we're gonna have fun with the boys. AJ, first thing that happens is as soon as a girl gives him attention, and what I thought was crazy, which I don't know if it's true, but like apparently the girl was dogging me first, but like I knew, I was like, you know what, nah, this isn't how it works. I don't give a fuck, bro. It's like, well, that's just my mentality. Anytime I go to a function, like I don't give a fuck about a girl. It's like I'm trying to have fun with my friends. But then I obviously wasn't giving her the attention. And then she, you know, she went to you, and then you were like, like drool, blah, like coming out. And
yeah,
you started fucking going.
I can't guarantee that like I wouldn't do that still, but I think I wouldn't actively search for it as hard as I did before.
No, but I'm saying is like Friday, I don't give a fuck. Like,
okay, Friday,
just go for it.
I'm not going to like active.
You don't know that. You can't say that definitively. You can't say that definitively. AJ Roa, Andrew Joseph Roa, you cannot say that definitively. Hey. I use your full name when I'm trying to be serious with you. You know, I'm like your mom. Andrew Joseph Roa, come down here right now. Nah, but dude, come on. You can't say that. Like,
yeah, I can't say that. I can't say that.
But I'm saying like Friday, you know, like just go for it. I'll have a good time with Ben. I always have a good time. Dude, I can go, honestly, I can go alone and I'll have a good time. That's just me though. I'm sure Ben will have a good time alone too.
I think I have a good time with the boys, but if I find someone, there's like a cherry on top. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but for me, it's like not worth it.
Yeah, yeah, I get you. Like, I get you. I get you.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, I get you. I get you, Andrew.
Yeah.
I'm just horny teenage
boy. Which is fine though. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You know? I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying like, you know, we in like the past like 6 months or whatever, we've had this rule where like, all right, we're not going to do anything until Ben gets something. But I'm saying like, you know what? Like we've tried 6 months to get Ben something. Like, it hasn't fucking worked. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe AJ still wants to dog out. Like I'm saying like, dude, just like you have full permission from the boys to just fucking dog out. I will vibe with Ben. Like, don't worry. Like just go for it.
All right.
Yeah.
Valen.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Anyways.
Yeah.
On to comments.
Oh, okay. Questions. Where's my phone? I'm going to go with top liked comment first. Because, shit, I don't know. I guess everyone wants this, but... All right. Shout out Masa or Masha. I don't know how to pronounce your name. You can correct me after this video, but shout out to you. First question. What is your biggest turn off and on physical? So, like, physical turn off and on. I got one.
I mean,
I'll go first.
Okay.
I got one. My physical turn off, and I guess like the counterpart is we'll take that back. I'll talk about my off first. My physical turn off is when they're too short.
Okay.
So like, I'm sorry, all my short queens out there, but like 4'11 to like 5'2", 5'3" maybe. I just don't like, I don't know. Like, I just can't do.
Really?
I just can't do my short queens. I'm sorry. Like, I just, Not that's not saying like I wouldn't do anything if you're that height. Like I wouldn't not date you if you're that height, but it's like that's like my first like I don't know, like it's a little too short for me. And it's not like I'm tall, but like I just don't like shorter girls for some reason. And the counterpart is that like the counterpart is my physical turn on is if they're taller.
So oh,
so 5'4" to like 5'8" ish. That's my physical like turn on. Like I like when girls are taller and have like longer legs.
So you're basically what it is just that you like taller girls.
I like taller girls, but that's like my physical turn off and on.
I see.
It's like I prefer taller girls than shorter girls. That's just my preference.
I see.
Physical wise, I
don't mind the short girls.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. All right. I don't mind the short girls and I don't mind the tall girls as long as they're not like 6'5".
Yeah, as long as they give you attention.
Anyways. but you know, like I yeah, the height is not the turn on or turn off for me.
That's fine though. What's your physical turn off and on? That's just mine. Or at least one of them.
It's fuck.
It's because you don't have one, buddy.
Well,
you have
no, dick. No.
This is funny. I like this.
I will say, like, physical turn off, like, some haircuts I don't like if it's too short.
We talked about this already, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's a cop out answer.
I guess I don't, bro. Like, okay.
She has more questions.
Continue.
Okay. Again, Masha, correct me in the next video, but. This one's a good one. I like this one. Do you care if a girl has experience or do you not mind like being her first for everything?
I would rather not be your first for everything.
Why?
Because I feel like you have this idea of what is supposed to happen. And like, obviously, like maybe I live up to some things, but like maybe I don't live up to some things. But like, I feel like people who like, haven't had experience, they have very high expectations for things. And I'm like, I'm just a man. Like, I can't live up to everything that you're expecting.
I can.
Okay. I guess I don't have as much confidence, but like, you know what I mean? Like, I can't, like, I don't know. I feel like it, basically what I'm saying is it puts too much pressure on me to like make everything perfect for you. And I like, can't do that.
That's so interesting. Cause I feel like, for the right girl, I will make everything perfect.
That's valid. I get you.
I will do everything I can to make it perfect. And I know myself and I know I can make it perfect.
I believe you. I think you can put anything you want to. But like for me personally, like I'd rather not put in like... Okay, I want to put in effort. Okay, I want to put in effort. Don't get me wrong, ladies. Like I want to put in effort. Like
He's single.
I'm not going to be a fucking asshole. But I don't want to be like your fucking knight in shining armor in terms of like I need to make everything perfect for you. I don't want to do that.
I mean, what's crazy is I have the same answer as you. Where okay. I want them to be experienced, but it's for a complete different reason.
Why do you want them to be experienced?
For me, it's like I want a girl who's experienced. I don't know what this question is relating to, so I'll talk about both like being in a relationship and like sex. But like the relationship first, like I want her to be experienced to know like what your significant other wants.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, like, yeah. I don't want to date someone who doesn't know how to show love to their significant other, you know? Because I think that's very important in a relationship, like how you show love.
Mm.
So that's like one part of it. Yeah, I that's the main thing. Like in a relationship, like I just want someone who knows how to show love. Because yep. I feel like if you haven't been in a relationship, you don't know how to do that yet.
But that's what I was saying. Like I feel like people who haven't been in a relationship, they expect things to work a certain way where like, they don't know because they haven't had that experience where I'm saying like, they don't know how it works, like in some ways. And then they'll expect you to do something, but like, I'm not going to do that because that's not how it works.
But you're only saying that based off your relationship. You don't know though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. That's like true. You're saying you can't do these things based off your relationship, but you don't know if you can or can't do it in reality.
Well, also with the thing is with like girls who have girls or guys who have experience, like is more of like they know what they want. So it's like more like, oh, like, you know what you want. I can do that for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but that doesn't take away the fact that, like, you were saying that, like, you don't know if you can provide. Let's say even a girl knows what she wants. You're saying that, like, you don't know if you can provide it. I think that's two different things.
No, well, I'm more of a, like, if it's unrealistic. So, like, let's say she wants me to, like, I mean, this is an example, but, like, she wants me to, like, I don't know, like...
That's the thing, though. Nothing is unrealistic if you like someone.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I get you.
If you really like someone, you will make ends meet, no matter what.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
But I think, like, if you are experienced, you understand that better, and you, like, figure out how to meet the needs of your partner. Whereas, like, if you don't really know, you might just brush it off and be like, ah, it's fine. Like, it's just... I don't know. Like, as an example, let's say your significant other, like, really values time and wants you to be prompt with time. They want you to be there earlier than when you set out your date to be or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm going to do everything I can to be earlier. I'll be earlier than what you told me to be, like, time-wise, you know? But, like, that's something I'll do for this person.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
but the thing is, like, I already know myself where, like, yeah, I could do that for the first, like, 3-4 months. But then after a while, I get complacent and I revert back to my old self.
Yeah, but at the same time, again, it's like you're basing it everything off your first relationship.
I get you.
Yeah.
That's true.
I feel like if you met the right person.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't really know.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's the thing, though. Like, with the experience, like, if there's, if that's a pet peeve of hers, I'm going to do everything I can to just meet that at least.
Yeah, okay, that's valid. Yeah.
Like, obviously, no one's perfect, and you're not going to be able to do everything for them, but if there's, like, one big thing where they absolutely fucking hate when people do this, I am never going to do that thing.
Yeah,
like, I'm going to, like, literally drill. I'm going to get it fucking tattooed on my body.
But let's say you're, like, I'm not saying you are naturally late. Like, okay, but this is just hypothetical. Like, okay. Let's say she hates people who are late.
Right.
But you yourself are naturally late.
Okay.
You don't think that's, like, changing who you are as a person?
I mean, that is changing who you are as a person, right? Obviously.
Okay.
But is that a bad thing?
Well, okay, maybe that's a bad example because being late is never a good thing. But let's say you love playing games.
Okay.
And it's not wrong to play games as long as it's not fucking up your life. So, like, as long as you, like, you love to play games and she says, I hate people who play games, would you not play games anymore?
Well, first of all, I don't think I'd date a person who, like, thinks that.
Okay, yeah. Like, So you wouldn't even consider those people anyways?
Well, I mean, personally for me, games is such a weak example because, like, I can give up games anytime. If really, like, the girl of my dream said, I hate when guys play games, I could give up games. Like, it's not a hard thing to do. You know?
She says, you have to give up drinking.
Oh, fuck no. Fuck no. Hell no, dude. Hell no. But that's the thing, though. I would never, like...
date someone that's like
that. Yeah, that would not be my dream girl.
Though. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's not a girl I would bend over backwards for.
Okay,
but she does not line up with, like, what I enjoy doing.
Yeah, but that's what I'm trying to say is more of like girls who have experience know what they want, right? Like, in terms of exactly what they want, because they've already experienced what they don't like. So, like, if a girl who has experience knows what she wants and it fits with what I want and what I can provide, I feel like that's good.
No, but the thing is, like, the examples you provided, like drinking and games, aren't, like, relationship-based things. Like, those are just preference things. Like, you can meet an unexperienced girl or an experienced girl who likes or doesn't like either of those. So it's not like that's not based off, like, how long you've been in a relationship or if, like, you've ever been in a relationship. That's just preference.
Okay.
But, like, a relationship thing is, like, you know, it's like I want at least 1 month, like, one date a week or one date a month.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I can easily do that for anyone, like, if I really like them.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like...
So, like, if she wants 7 dates a week, nah.
Well, if I really like her, dude, fuck it. Like,
really?
I'll do it.
But you take away time with your homies and your family.
No, I'll just make extra time. That's okay. The thing. That's the difference between me and you, though. All right. We've talked about this a couple times. I will always, like... If I am interested in someone... which is rare. I feel like it hasn't happened that many times. So, like, I don't have much proof for this, but it's like, I will make time for both.
Okay.
It's like, I will cut the hours I sleep in order to make times for both my friends, my family, like my friends, my family, and like my significant other. But for you, it's like, I feel like you always cut off time with your friends and family to make times with your significant other, which I feel like is not good.
Well, yeah. I mean, okay. I haven't done that as much as before.
But you haven't been in a relationship. Yeah, that's so true. Like, I feel like that makes sense, you know? Like,
yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Which okay. is fine. You know, you're learning, you're growing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's fine. Yeah,
it's fine. Yeah. Everything's being chilling.
Yeah. But
yeah. End of the day, we both prefer girls who are experienced. I think it's just makes things easy. Like, you don't have to like show them the ropes. There's no like teaching. I think it's better when like you're at the same level and like you can grow together versus like you teaching them everything.
Yeah, that's true. I don't want to like, it's not for me personally, like it's nice to take care of someone, but I don't want to like take care of you every step of the way.
Yeah.
I want you to know at least some things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we can agree on that.
Okay, thank you, Masa or Masha. You have other questions, but we gotta include some other people, you know? Rebecca Burgess? Damn, I can't like pronounce any of these. You all got hard names. Rebecca Burgess or Burgess? Thoughts on interracial relationships?
At first, I don't know if this is like racist of me or like what, but like at first, like before, I thought I only wanted to date Asians because I was like, oh, we can connect on like certain things. And like, you know, it's not, I don't need to explain anything. But I did realize the pro of dating someone interracial is that like you can learn from each other. So I'm more open to interracial dating.
Valid.
Yeah. That's my take on it. What about you?
I feel like mine was flipped. I was more open to interracial dating initially because I thought, oh, you can learn from each other.
Mm-hmm.
But as I've gotten older, I've been more on the train of like, it's just easier to date someone who kind of gets it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the best thing is you date a Asian.
Nah.
No?
Nah.
Not even?
Nah.
Why?
I mean, I don't have anything against Asians, but okay. I'd rather just date someone who like
gets it. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I feel like it like a lot of the deep talks like are cut out.
Yeah.
If you haven't grown up the same way. If you grew up the same way, you can relate to a lot of things on a deeper level.
I get that.
Yeah. And I feel like that's what I value in a relationship.
That's true. I agree with that.
Yeah.
You don't think like, I think like personally, I think 60, 70% of me, like I would rather date within like my own race. I'm not saying just Filipino, but like Asian in general, because I feel like every Asian has grown up relatively the same. But like before it was like 100% like I only want to date an Asian chick. But then now I'm like, okay, I can kind of see somewhat of the pros of dating someone that's not the same race as me.
No, I agree, but I don't think I've ever been 100% either way. I've always been like,
yeah,
a mix.
Yeah.
It's like I could go the other way if I wanted to. I don't care, but it's like I just prefer someone who gets me.
Yeah.
And those who get me are more than likely people who are Asian.
Yeah, that's valid. I think it's much like you can relate to a lot of things if you're in the same race. You can connect very deeply on things. And that's very true. I give you that. Yeah. I think there's nothing wrong with interracial dating.
No, not at all.
Nah.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Unless you have a fetish.
Then that's wrong.
Then I'm like, all right.
Gross.
That's a little disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, if your track history says you like someone of a certain race and you're denying it.
And you're not that race.
And you're not that race, yeah, you have a fetish.
It's just sus.
Yeah, it's a little sus. It's a little questionable. Yeah. Like, you might deny you have a fetish, but, like, track history doesn't prove, like, the facts don't prove that.
Yeah. I like this one because it relates to my life a lot.
Okay.
But have you ever had a quarter life crisis?
Oh, yeah.
You?
Yeah. I feel like I'm still in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, so, I mean, like, I've never known what I wanted to do with my career until, like, after college, which is really bad. But, like, after college, I had somewhat of a idea of what I want to do in my career, which is sort of healthcare. Because of, like, you know, like, I feel like I'm doing something meaningful instead of just looking at, like, a fucking computer all day. But the thing is, it's, like, I don't even then, like, I've worked in healthcare and, like, I still don't know if that's, like, what I really want to do. And I'm in this, like, fucking blender of, like, yeah, I could, you know, work in healthcare. I could, I mean, like, to be honest with you, like, this, I hope this pops off so, like, I don't have to do any of that shit. But, like, you know, I, like, aside from this, like, I could work in healthcare. I could be a fucking golf coach. I could fucking code. I don't fucking know. Like, I genuinely have no idea what to do with my career if this doesn't work out. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my quarter life crisis.
I feel like you, I don't want to, like, be like big brother and shit, but, like, I feel like you would not have known that though, unless I called you on your bullshit.
No,
I remember, like,
yeah,
you would say, like, you want to be in healthcare. And at first I didn't say no. I just questioned. I was like, why? And then you're like, I like helping people. And then that's when I was like, AJ, that's fucking cap. like, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not saying you're a shit person. Like,
yeah.
Just as a person, you've never been the guy to, like, want to help people.
Yeah.
I feel like I am more like, I want to help people versus you, but still healthcare is like a different level of, like, I want, like, for me, it's like, I want to help people that are close to me or, like, that, like, I guess, like, that are close to me, you know, it's like, yeah. I want to help those people, but you, like, at least growing up, like, have, like, you don't have the track record for that. Like, you've never shown, like,
yeah,
that. So that's when you were like, yeah, I want to be in healthcare to help people. I was like, that's absolute cap, bro.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely times where I've worked and I've helped someone and I'm like, wow, I feel really good about this. But more often than not, I'm like, I don't know if I would do this. Like, I would go out of my way to do this. I think what's really, like, in my head is more of, like, it's a stable career.
Yeah, which is fine. But the thing is, like, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like, I would think the same way. Like, I like help. Like, I would think even further than that because I actually like helping people. Like, I genuinely enjoy it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, but I would never pursue healthcare just because, like, I don't like helping randos.
Yes.
But the thing you would tell me, like, at least back then, obviously now we're on the same boat where it's like, dude, fuck, like, work. Like,
yeah,
rather make income where it's, like, easy and stable. But, like, back then you'd be like, you know, nah, dude, like, I love this shit.
Yeah. Well, more of, like, it's more of, like, okay, let's, worst comes to worst, the world is ending, this shit doesn't work out. It's more of, like, honestly, like, I could code and, like, it wouldn't be fulfilling, but, like, it's stable and, like, it would work. You know what I mean? I don't doubt that I could learn how to code. And I don't doubt that I can learn how to become a PA or whatever the fuck I want to do in healthcare. It's more of just like, what do I enjoy the most? And genuinely, I don't know if I enjoy either one more than the other.
No, I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like, again, like, I don't want to play big brother, but I feel like that's not something you realized on your own.
No, I don't. Yeah. I'm not crediting myself to that by myself. I think you helped me. Like, even fucking Gene helped me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying this is what I came to myself. Like, I'm not giving myself credit this. But firsthand experience after working in healthcare, like, yeah, not it. I'm sure if I did a fucking coding boot camp, I'd be like, nah, fuck it. I don't want to do that. So hopefully you guys love me and Aaron enough that, like, we don't have to do this shit anymore. But, like, yeah.
Yeah, hopefully. Just fucking hit the subscribe button. Please. I'm begging now. If I could get on my knees and show you guys, I would. But fuck.
I'll call you mommy, shit, bro. Yeah, dude, I don't give a fuck. But yeah, anyways, what is your quarter life crisis?
I feel like I have been in my quarter life crisis for a while.
How old?
I would say a year after working my first real job. Because initially when I first got a job, I was like, wow, I'm not going in office. I'm working from my computer. Money is lit. Like, I'm making dough. Not dough, but, like, I'm making a good amount of money. Like, this is nice, you know? And then after, like, a year, I'd say, like, it hit where I was like, dude, like the money is nice. Like, obviously, like,
It's comfortable.
Like, I know for sure, like, I will be set if I keep working this career, but it's like, it's not fulfilling. Like, I don't have fun doing this. Like, I don't enjoy waking up every day doing this. And I think after a year of working, that's when I, like, realized, like, dude, I need to get out. Like, I cannot keep doing this shit.
Yeah. There's more to life than just the paycheck.
Yeah, that's what I have realized personally. And, you know, again, hopefully this like shit works out and you guys love us enough to like make it work. But I don't know. Like that's just not the life I envision for myself. I don't want to be like sitting behind a computer screen and like being in all these meetings all day until I'm fucking like 60.
Yeah.
Like I know I'll be fine. I'll live comfortably if I do that. But like I'd rather live less comfortably and like wake up every day and not hate my fucking life.
Yeah. Like you're not fulfilling what you can do.
Yeah. Like I'm trying to fulfill the inner child in me, you know?
Yeah.
And the inner child in me, it does not want to sit in front of a computer screen, even though it pays well. Like that's just not worth it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you're in assimilation. Like you're just a rat. You're a rat in the rat race.
I am a rat in the rat race right now. Yeah. You know? It's not fun.
Yeah.
It's like don't get me wrong, money is awesome. Money's amazing. But I'd rather work a job where I'm making dirt money, but I'm actually happy, versus work a job where like I hate waking up every day to go to and I'm making dough.
That's valid.
Yeah.
Everybody quit their job and become a guitar teacher.
Guitar teacher? What the fuck?
I don't fucking know. I saw a tweet where it was like someone tweeted where they're like they saw someone who's like a guitar someone and they made like 250K a year. Damn. And then they're like, whatever they taught you in school is a fucking joke. Just do what you want with your life.
Dude, but that's the thing though. Like a guitar, like okay. I don't know how many guitar teachers make 250K, but I don't doubt that there's at least a couple out there. But they've put in so much passion and work into guitar.
Yeah.
Like they must love it.
Yeah.
Enough to put in that much time, but for them it paid out. It's like
they probably
majored in music, you know?
Yeah.
Which is a fucking deadbeat career. Like
yeah.
You're probably not making money after that. But the thing is they loved it so much, they kept going, and that few percentage is making 250K. But
well, I think there's a limit. Like let's say, you know, not everyone's gonna be LeBron James.
No.
If everyone was LeBron James in the world, he wouldn't be LeBron James. Like yeah. he would just be a random dude.
Yeah.
But like I think yeah, everyone gotta find their own shit where they're like good at and it's not like oversaturated where you can like thrive.
It's not even about saturation at that point though. I think if you enjoy something and you're good at it, just go with it.
That's true.
Like I think the problem with our generation and the younger generation, maybe the older generation as well. I don't know. Like just the problem with society today for the most part. It's like everyone is so obsessed with money.
Yeah.
Which is like, I see the other side of the coin, you know? Like, I don't think it's stupid. Like, financial stability is so important, which is why, like, I chose that route initially, too. But after being on that side and seeing that, like, I will be fine, like, if I keep working, I know I'll be fine. My kids will be fine. My kids' kids will be fine. I know that. But the thing is, like, this is so corny, but like you really only get one life. Like, do I want my one life to be like not wasted, but like spent like this? Or would I rather like be happy for myself? Like you're being kind of selfish, you know, but sometimes you need to be selfish.
Yeah.
Like you have to live for yourself if it's your own fucking life. And I tell this to people a lot, but no one cares about yourself more than you care about yourself.
Yeah.
Like your family, your friends, I'm sure they care about you, but they do not care about yourself as much as you care about yourself. So you really need to put your own happiness first.
Yeah.
And it's like, sure, money is nice. Like you think you can provide for your friends and your family, your kids, whatever, but like put your own passions and put your own excitement and happiness first. Like make sure you are good. And then honestly, like this is what I truly believe. If you have that covered, the money will come. Just wait. Like if you put in the effort, if you put in the time, the money will come. Like,
yeah.
As long as you're not fucking stupid, of course, but like, you know, like if you're making the right steps to pursue your passions, the money will come.
I will say though, like this is something you should do the younger you are, because if you have a family and people you have to take care of financially, you probably can't do that as easily as you can.
I wouldn't think this if I was 30.
Yeah. I'm
only thinking this because I'm in my mid 20s. You know, I have the time to fuck around. I don't have any responsibilities.
Yeah.
So it's like, dude, I'm going to live my own life to how I want to for now, at least.
Yeah, exactly.
Until like the real responsibilities hit me. You know, when I have a kid and shit, I'm not going to be able to live my life like how I want to. I'm going to have to live my life for other people.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a part of life and I understand it. But for the time being, like, I'm going to do whatever I want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's crazy is how you said you're in your mid-20s.
I know. I can't even say early anymore. Actually, is it early? I don't know.
You're in your mid-20s. I think... I genuinely think 24 to 26 is your mid-20s.
Damn, I guess I'm in my mid-20s.
Yeah, 27 and on is like your later 20s, but I think 24 to 26 is like your mid-20s.
Damn, you're right. Because like, if this were like a month ago, I would say early 20s.
Yeah.
Damn, I guess I'm in my mid-20s.
Yeah.
That's fucking wild.
I have about like...
2 months? 1 month?
No, about how, almost one like about, a month and a half yeah. of me being able to say, I'm in my early 20s. Like, fuck it. You know what I mean? But like... I feel like once I hit 24, 25, I'll be like, ooh, it's all downhill from there, baby.
Yeah, dude, fuck.
Well, it's downhill in the terms of like, you don't have as much time, but I think you have the experience. You have more experience. Let's say, like, let's be honest, you probably have more experience as a 24-year-old compared to your 21-year-old self.
Yeah, 100%, but less time. But I think time is more valuable.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have the wisdom to like do what you needed to do at 21. More so than you know what you need to do now.
Yeah. But I think...
That's the balancing act right there.
Well, I mean, of course, like with age comes experience. Like, I don't think you can not say that. But I think what's... I think the two things to compare that are better is like the older you get, the more money you have. The younger you are, the more time you have. And like it kind of...
Yeah.
Shifts. Like... When you're young, you have no money, but you have a lot of time. When you're old, you have a lot of money, but no time. But I think at my age right now, I'm trying to do everything I can to push both those up. But yeah. That's not it's not feasible for a lot of people.
Yeah, you're old.
I'm not old, but I'm getting there.
You're older
I'm getting
than, there. You're older than me.
I am older than you, but by like a couple months. But
Grandpa.
I can't. Okay.
Grandpa.
Okay, say it one more time.
Grandpa.
Okay.
Let me get some lunch money.
Okay. Bitch, I do give you lunch money.
All right, bitch.
Dude, I bought your fucking... I paid you $160, bro. What more do you want out of me? Dude, okay, we went to New York. And like, I was trying to stay... Well, I mean, I didn't want to... Like, I didn't think about staying longer, but our friends that we were visiting, like, were like, yeah, just stay longer. I was like, I'm fucking down. Paige was like, I don't know. And then what got him was, I was like, AJ, I'll pay for it. Like, and then that's when he seriously started thinking. And he's like, oh, okay. So I ended up paying $160 to get his flight changed. And it happened. And I had a great time. I don't know about him, but I am your fucking daddy. I do give you lunch money. I give you more than lunch money, bitch. Fuck you.
There's an interest rate. It's fine. I'll pay you back.
There's not.
There is an interest rate. I'm going to pay you 5% more than you've already spent on me.
You really won't, though.
I will. You don't think if I had $1 million, like I would give you like a lot of fucking shit? You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, obviously. I think if you had $1 million, you would. But like if you didn't, I don't think you would.
No, let's say I'm making comfortable money, six figures. Okay.
I don't think you would.
No, I would.
No.
I have people to pay back.
Yeah, but I know. But I think as long as like, as long as you know I have more money than you, I don't think you would.
No, like I hated the idea that you were paying for this. Like I don't want to.
No, that's cap. Because I know you could have paid for it if you wanted to. But then the fact that I was paying for it was like a little extra. Okay, I'll stay.
Okay, but what I'm saying,
which is fine though. Don't get me wrong.
What I'm saying is I'm mentally keeping a tally of everything you've paid for, and I will pay it back.
That's so cap.
Plus 5% more.
That's so cap.
I swear to God.
No. There's so many things I paid for that I know you like have forgotten. You can't name them because there's literally so many times where
But like there's more of, it's more of like there's things that I normally would have charged for, but I don't charge anymore.
But I know that.
Okay.
I know that.
Okay.
Like every time you get a device, you don't charge for it.
Yeah.
And I've like noticed that. But the thing is, my things are bigger.
No, I understand.
Which is
bigger.
Fine though. And I understand because I make more money and I'm honestly happy to do it. Like I'm glad I'm in a position where I can like have you have fun with me and I can just expense it. Like honestly, I don't feel bad about this. It's only $160. Like I at the end of the day, it means nothing to me and I'm glad like I got to experience it with you, but it's like I don't want you to think that like you don't have to pay me back with the money, but I would like you to acknowledge that I paid for it. So like,
no, I get that.
Like, I'm not saying like pay me $170, you know, but it's like,
yeah.
It's not if I'm like stranded somewhere.
No, I know.
Like pick me up.
It's not a transactional thing.
It's not a transactional thing.
I understand that. It's more of like, yes, let me like pay it. Okay. Maybe I didn't think this. Maybe I didn't think this. I thought it was a transactional thing. But
no, see, that's where you're fucked
okay,
up.
Okay,
because
okay.
I don't give a shit about the money.
Okay, I understand. Okay. Now I've realized after this conversation.
This motherfucker.
Okay, now I've realized after this conversation. Like, if you need to get picked up from Arizona, I'll drive to Arizona and pick you up.
But that's the thing. That's more like I'm just in a position where I can like use my money for this shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, I'll gladly pay this for you.
Yeah.
But it's like for you, it's like I don't give a shit if you pay me back the same or less or more. Like, that means nothing to me. But it's like, I want you to know I performed this action. I paid my money for you because I wanted you to have a good time too.
Okay.
But you can pay that back in like other ways that aren't like
money.
Yeah, that aren't it's money. Like you know physical. Me. Like, I don't give a fuck about money.
Yeah.
You know, it's like there are other ways to show me that like you give a fuck than money.
Yeah, if you want me to suck your dick, I'll do it.
Okay, let's not do that.
You want me to slap your ass every day? That's fine. I'll do it. I don't give a fuck.
No.
I'll kiss you. Stop. That's fine, dude. I'm gonna be like,
But yeah, you know,
it's I get you. I get you.
It's not a transaction.
I just know like from now on, as long as I'm not working, like if you need to go to the airport for some fucking work trip, like I'll take you. I don't give a fuck. I'll pick you up. I don't give a shit.
No, that's cap though.
No, I will.
No, that's cap.
I would.
Because I still feel bad asking you because you're like, because like anytime I would ask you, you're like,
No. Okay, that's just like me being a fucking dumbass. But I'll still do it. It's not like
don't get me wrong. I know you'll do it. But like anytime I ask you, I'm like, AJ, can you? Because I know before calling you, like you're gonna say yes. Like I already know you're gonna say yes. Because like your initial, like
I know you so well. I know you so well.
I'm sure you know me so well, like to this point, because we've like been friends for so long. But like I know you so well to the point where it's like I know if I call you to pick me up from the airport, your first thought is fuck, but after like give it like a couple seconds, you'd be like, I should pick him up.
Yeah.
We're friends, and like he'll appreciate if I pick him up, and then you'll come pick me up. But like the thing is, I know your first thought is fuck me, bro.
You know what? This is a very recent prime example of this is when you were like, I need a light for your fucking Tesla. No. You know what's funny? When you asked me, you were like, yo, I need a light because I need to like fix the scratch on my Tesla. Or my car or whatever. And then I was like, and hit in my mind, I was like, fuck.
But
then,
I knew that.
But then after I said fuck, I was like, oh, that's pretty funny that I'm thinking like this.
So I knew that.
But I was also kind of big. So like, I was like, okay, I'll do it. But more of like, after I thought that in my head, I was like, nah, that's an asshole response. I should just do this.
Dude, I knew that. But that's why I also told you to go in early. I knew you didn't want to be there. But that's why I said, like, after, like, 30 minutes, like, you can just go inside. I'll.
No, but I was willing to help you until you were finished.
I wasn't done. But I knew, like,
I knew
you didn't want to be there, so I was like, it's fine.
But that's why I was like, are you sure?
Yeah,
are
you sure? I'm not going to say no at that point. I'm just going to say, like, yeah.
Okay, that's like a girl answer, bro. You know how, like, girls are like, you should do it, but, like, you know what I mean?
It's not a girl answer, though. It's because, like, I know what you want. A girl, like, you don't know. You don't know what they actually want. But the thing is, I knew you didn't want to be there. So I was giving you, like,
okay, what you wanted. Okay, also, it was a bad time because I was also, like, pretty high.
No, which is fine, though. I don't hold you to it.
Okay.
Like, I gave you the option to go, which already means, like you're fine to go. Like, I told you to go.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, that's where a girl would be, like, different.
Because no, but that's the thing. I don't care that you went because I fucking gave you the option. I was like, you can... I didn't give you the option. I told you, you can go. Like,
yeah.
And then you're like, are you sure? I was like, yeah, just go. But the thing is, like, I only said that because I knew you didn't want to be there.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, like, I didn't mind, but yeah, it's not something where I'm like, oh, I want to go out of my way.
Yeah, obviously.
But...
I think the only, like, AJ, don't get me wrong. I don't give you shit for this at all because I think it's a very human thing that you did. But I think the difference is I would have stayed, like, no matter what.
Yeah.
I would have been like, it's fine. Like, I'll just
stay. I understand that now. But I think now after this conversation, not because you're pointing it out, but because, like, I should stop being a fucking dickhead. Not that I'm not, like, a dickhead. Like, I wouldn't, like, leave you stranded somewhere. But
maybe.
I wouldn't leave you stranded somewhere.
Yeah, maybe.
If it had, it was okay. I wouldn't leave you stranded somewhere. If the optimal situation arrived. Like, dude, I think, you know what, dude? I'm the youngest child. I grew up people giving me shit that I wanted. And it's just in my natural, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't have to provide for anyone because everyone was older than me.
Yeah.
My parents gave me genuinely, as long as it wasn't like stupid, like what I wanted. So that's just how I was raised.
Yeah.
You understand? Like, that's how I am. But there's not room for growth as a person.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I'm saying. I think naturally it's in me because that's how I was raised.
Yeah.
Which I think that's valid. Like, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But
I'm not going to attribute it to all like, oh, this is how I was raised. Like, this is how I am. It is definitely like, there's definitely like a selfish part of me that like, even if I was raised like that way, you know, I could still be selfless. But like, a lot of it is me, like how I was raised. But then also there's a part of me where I'm being selfish.
Yeah.
So, but like, what I want to say is it's not workable.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's all human growth. Becoming a man, an adult, a woman, whatever. Yeah. Girl boss, guy boss.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all about growing.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
No, but I don't hold you. That's why I said, like, I don't hold you to you leaving last night. I gave you the fucking option. Like,
not the
option. I told you, like I know. The thing is, I know it's been a while. Like, we were there for like 30 minutes. And that's when I started to feel bad too. That's when I was like, all right, you can go. Because I know you didn't want to be there in the first place, which is why I said it. Like, if it was 15 minutes in, I wouldn't have said that. I would have been, you're a fucking bitch. It's only 15 minutes. Like, fucking, just keep fucking flashing this shit for me. But it was 30 minutes. I was like, you know what? It's been a while.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't going to say anything. I wasn't like,
if you
wanted me there for 2 hours, like, I don't give a fuck. I'll just stand there.
And I know I had that power to make you stay because you wouldn't have left me because that would have been a dick move if you said, like, I'm going to go. But knowing you, I know you didn't want to be there. So I was like, you can go.
Well,
And even when you said, are you sure? I was like, yeah, you can go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing.
Well, like, let's say you did this in high school. Like, if you had, you know, the same situation in high school.
Yeah.
I would have been like, dude, can I leave?
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. So no, I don't even think you would have came out. Yeah. You would have been like, can Ben do it?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
So it's an improvement.
It's an improvement. No, I'm not taking that away from you.
Okay, okay.
No, but again, I'm not pressed. Like.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I'm not pressed. Like, I told you, you can go.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a very human action to go.
Okay.
I'm not pressed.
Okay.
Like, you don't gotta be worried about that. I'm not pressed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fine though.
Okay. Yeah.
I see the growth.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. This is a segment where this is before the podcast. This is even way before the podcast.
I just want to say though, I have no idea what you're about to say. And I'm like kind of excited, but also very nervous. Because we haven't scripted, like we haven't planned this. It's just AJ's brain going.
So we did this way before the podcast, way before anything. But there was a time when we would go in my garage and we would get drunk and we'd do a spelling bee.
Oh my God.
And we call it drunk spelling bee.
Yeah.
And if you get this shit wrong, you either get a slap, but I'm going to add something in, or you take a drink. We've changed the game up a little bit. You explain.
Okay. So AJ had a good idea though. Like we used to have a drunk spelling bee. We're going to modify a little bit where we're going to do a drunk guess the fact about each other, and whoever gets it wrong has to take a slap or a drink.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ben, wave to the camera a little bit. Just so
just say hi. That's Ben's hand.
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay. Ask your question.
What are you guys' favorite food?
Mine's so fucking easy, you fucking bitch.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's not, though.
It really is.
It's not, though. I have two answers. And it's not that easy.
Yours? I have no idea.
Mine is so fucking easy.
Oh, I already know.
Mine is so fucking easy.
Tacos.
No!
Fuck!
Hot pot! It was tacos.
Fuck me. It was hot pot. It was.
I have two for yours and I don't know which one to say right now.
All
right. I feel like you'd have to let me slide with either of these.
Nah, there's a clear-cut answer.
No, there isn't.
There is a clear-cut answer. I tell everyone this.
What?
There's a clear-cut answer.
No, there isn't, though.
There is.
No, there isn't.
There is.
There's for sure two.
Say what you think is the most relevant, and then say the other one, and I'll tell you like, okay, I'll let you slide.
Burgers.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the answer?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was gonna say burgers or chopped cheese.
It's the same shit. No, okay, no, it's burgers.
So you gotta drink your slab. Because I got it.
Fuck, I'll take a drink.
Okay.
Not yet. I'm not ready to get slab.
Oh, God.
Oh!
All right, Ben, next question.
I'll give you a freebie. Favorite color?
That's not a freebie, but I'll take it. That's hard.
Black.
No.
What? You're lying.
I'm not lying.
What is it?
Periwinkle.
Shut the fuck up, bro. You're lying.
I'm not.
You're lying.
The color of my hydro flask. It's periwinkle. That's my favorite color.
You wear so much black, though.
I know. I like wearing black, but my favorite color is periwinkle, which is the color of my hydro flask. I can show you texts where I've texted girls where they ask me, okay, what's your favorite color? I
say periwinkle. Okay, fine. Okay, I have a favorite color.
No, you don't.
I do.
You don't have a favorite color,
no,
bro.
No, I told you this is my favorite colors since I was a kid.
That's so cap.
It still is my favorite color. I don't wear it, but it's my favorite color.
Blue.
No. Green.
Fuck! I was going to say red.
And it's not red, though.
Yeah, but I was like, no, green. I know you don't. I know you.
I love green, but I don't like wearing green.
Fuck. Are you going to take a drink or a slap? I'm going to take a drink.
I'll take a drink.
Okay. Cheers. No, you didn't even finish yours, bro.
Okay, give me more.
Green?
Yeah.
Ben, good questions. Shout out Benno. He's behind the camera. Oh my God. Strongest.
What is the next country you guys want to visit?
Oh, I like that actually.
For you, Japan.
No.
Fuck! What? No. What is it?
Korea.
You've been to Korea, bitch.
When I was five. When I was five, bro. If you told me right now, Aaron, let's go anywhere, I would say Korea.
Okay, I have one.
No, you don't.
No, I do.
I swear you don't.
No, this is something like I've generally always wanted to do. I just...
But do I know that?
I think so.
I don't think so.
I think you do.
Okay, let me think. Is it somewhere in Asia? It could be Asia or Europe. That's what I'm like thinking about. I know it's for sure Asia or Europe. But the thing is, you've been around Europe a lot. So I don't want to say a European country because you've traveled Europe a lot. You have not traveled Asia a lot, though. I know it's not Philippines. You always talk shit about the Philippines. Because every time we say we want to go to the Philippines, you're like, eh, it's whack. I'm going to say one, but I want you to know that I'm going to tell you my next one because it was my next guess.
Okay.
I'll still drink or slap regardless.
Okay.
One is Singapore.
Wait, where is Indonesia?
Yo, shut the fuck up. It is not Indonesia, bro.
No, genuinely, I wanted to go to the Philippines, but like with the right circumstances.
Dude, every time we say let's go to the Philippines, you're like, nah. Dude,
because we're not in the right circumstances because we're going to get robbed. But I want to go to the Philippines.
Okay, how was I supposed to know that?
That's
It's Philippines, though?
Is that yeah. I really want to go to the Philippines.
All right. All right,
whatever. You're going to slap me.
That's fine.
No, I got it wrong.
Oh, yeah. I'll take a drink.
Just for entertainment value.
Shit.
Scared the shit out of me. Why would you... Why are you going so back?
Okay.
Yeah, that wasn't that bad. That wasn't bad.
All right, what are your guys' favorite genres besides EDM?
Let's do it then. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. I'm down. I know mine. It's easy. Easy. Yeah,
mine is so easy, bro.
You're so easy.
I just say it.
Rap. Mine is hard for sure. I feel like you wouldn't know.
I want to say like, I'm going to say like that indie rock shit.
Oh yeah, actually.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Okay. Wow. Okay. I thought that was a tough. Is it like Korean music?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. No, but I think yeah, indie rock.
Okay, it's a fucking enigma, bro.
Yeah.
When it comes to music, yeah. No, that was good though. That was good.
Besides vlogging, what would be your dream professions?
I already know yours.
I think I know.
I know yours. You don't know mine, trust me.
I think I know.
You don't know mine.
I think I know.
You don't know mine. I know yours.
Wait, I might not know that. Dude, this is so rigged.
I know yours.
I think you just know too much about me.
Yeah, because I fucking pay attention more, bitch. I know yours in a heartbeat. I already know.
Okay.
Golfer.
Yeah.
Yep, easy.
Food blogger.
Nope.
Fuck! What is it?
Soccer player.
Fuck you. It was between the two. Dude, I didn't know. I didn't
you
know.
You were the one who said my fucking Facebook thing was Florida FC Barcelona, bro. Be a soccer player in a heartbeat.
I'm a drink. Okay. I guess I just don't give a fuck. No, I give a fuck, but I don't pay attention, bro. God. This is like, you know how like girls, like when you guys are cuddling, they'll like draw on your chest and be like, so.
Oh, what was that? Yeah.
So if I was a slug, would you still love me? Like, you know that shit? Like they literally do that shit. This is literally how I feel.
Oh, too easy, light work.
And got slapped and he drank 4 fucking shots.
That was a fun game though. Good shit. That yo. Pound it. Good shit, AJ.
What a cry.
That was episode 21 of the Bella Boys podcast. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Make sure you actually subscribe though, because me and AJ want to make more videos for you guys so we can fucking quit our jobs. If we can quit our jobs, we can make more videos for you guys. It's that simple. I'm not gonna lie. So just tell all your friends, tell them our podcast is lit. Shout out to AJ for thinking of that game, because that shit was low-key really fun.
Yeah,
it spiced up the podcast a little bit, which is fun.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
but we'll be back next week with the podcast, because we're not going anywhere crazy.
And a vlog.
Oh, that's right, and a vlog. We'll hit you guys with a vlog and a podcast,
and you can see Ben's beautiful face in it.
Yeah, because Ben will be in the next podcast. I know you guys have been asking,
so he'll be in the podcast and the vlog.
Facts. He'll be in both,
and he's naked half the time.
Yes. But Jesus. Tune in next time for both. We love you guys. Bye bye.
Chop G's.
Hunter, we already filmed our podcast, but we're literally refilming this just for you.
And Young.
Hell yeah!